I met this guy off eBay and he was selling a bird, like a jay or a crow or something. And I just messaged him and said, like, do you have anything else? If you got one dead animal to sell, you probably got two. And he had a fox, but it'd been caught in a trap. And he said it was like completely just destroyed, but it was still intact. Like the fur was unbroken. He was like, okay, for like £25, I'll send you one of those like American beer coolers full of animals. I thought, well, this fox is destroyed anyway. He would have been gone to waste. No taxidermist would have worked with that fox. So I might as well just try and do something with him. I didn't really know how to tan the skin. The fox is like wet. He was disgusting. When I was patching the face up, like it had so many holes and little bits of fur missing where the bone had kind of shattered and stuck through the skin. I didn't have fox eyes. I had some fake human eyes. I just thought, okay, I'll just kind of make it so it's like a human fox character. So when I first finished the fox, he was just sitting in this old chair I'd found. So he had his face pressed into the bars of the back of the chair and just looked really sad and defeated. Everyone would come in and kind of do a double take, want to spend a bit of time with him or have a photo. I started this project about finding a new species of ape that had never been seen before. And I started off by making sculptures, and then I decided that I'd like to take photos of the sculptures to Sumatra where the ape was. And to do this expedition, I needed to have a load of injections and get equipment and stuff. So I decided to sell the fox to fund this expedition. So I put him on eBay, and then there was a bidding war. The price started to go up, the bidding started to go up and up. And this one guy bought the fox for £330. So the guy that had bought the fox off me, he sends me an email. He was like, I really, really want to meet the person that's made it. Like, I'll explain when I see you, but I'm not buying it for me, it's for someone else. I had to meet him at the train station. I was like, who is this guy? Why he's buying this fox? Nothing makes any sense. His favorite DJ, who's this DJ called Space Dimension Controller, had seen the fox on eBay and posted something on his Facebook page saying, if anybody buys me this fox, I'll play a gig for free in their house. So Mike, the guy that bought the fox, had realized the value of a gig from this guy and realized that for the measly sum of £330, it was very cheap to book this guy. So I think he went halves with his friend to buy it, to then put on a gig where they'd sell tickets for this guy. So I went to the gig. And then at one point in the night, the DJ picked the fox up, like above his head. So he's holding this fox up, the Lion King music's playing, and everybody in the club is chanting, fox, fox, fox. That is the one side of the story, which is strange enough. But then at the same time, I got this message on eBay saying, hi Adele, it's Nikolai. Everybody's been looking for you and I'm the one that's found you. Please get in touch with me. It's very important. And then he emailed me saying that it'd gone viral in Russia. And there was all these rumors, like that this drug dealer had made the fox, or when he was on acid. So So he sent me like 100 links to all these weird videos of the fox, memes, photos, kids, old people, like everybody. They were like, Bratislisa, Bratislisa, which is like stoned fox, which is what they call the fox. Then this Russian journalist got in touch with me and asked if he could email me some interview questions. He wrote a live journal blog. I was like, live journal, who the hell reads that? Of course I'll do an interview. He asked me some questions. It was quite straightforward. It was a bit weird, but he said, oh, my girlfriend, like, loves the fox. It's her favorite thing. Do you mind if I make her a t-shirt with a fox on? So I said, no, of course not. So he sends me a photo of this woman wearing a t-shirt with a fox on, and I put that on my blog. I think maybe I'd had about 5 views on this blog in the whole entirety of its existence, and it had like 300,000 hits in like 2 hours. And I was like, whoa, 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 what's happening? And then I realized that LiveJournal is huge in Russia. He was like some big journalist. His girlfriend was Anna Veduta, who was the press secretary for the opposition to Putin at the time. I'd been emailing this Russian journalist from the metro, and he was like, oh, do you mind if we do a Skype interview? So I thought, you know, it's just gonna be him. So I remember I had like a pajama top on and then nothing on the bottom, because I thought, it doesn't matter, right? They're not gonna see. I remember, you know, when you're waiting and it's like do 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 do, and then the screen comes on and I see myself, and I've got two cats, and they're sitting either side of me on a pillow behind me, like two guard cats. Like, I looked like I'd set this really weird scene up. On the other screen in the metro office, there's this Russian journalist. All the people in the metro office were stood behind him, like on the phone to their mothers, screaming, like hysterical, like they're talking to the Beatles or something. So then the next day he says, oh, look, we're gonna put this on the front page of the Metro. And I was like, okay. And then I got an email asking, we want you and the fox to come to Russia. We'll pay for everything. But obviously at this point, I don't have the fox anymore, I've sold it. So they don't want me on my own, they want to see the fox. So I have to contact Mike and say, have you given the fox to this DJ yet? Is there any chance you can get it back off him? I need to go to Russia with him. So Mike was like, yeah, I still have the fox, but wouldn't it be better if I just came to Russia with you? Just before we went, there started to be all this negative press. The main line was that I was a spy working for MI5 and that the fox had some kind of chemicals inside, and that when the young people would come to see the fox, that it would release chemicals and like poison the youth of Russia.
Russians have labeled stone fox vile and Russophobic. They say that Morse is an unfriendly emissary from England.
Before I got to Russia, the guy who's kind of in charge of legislation in St. Petersburg, Vitaly Milanov, he decided that he wanted to include the fox on the anti-gay propaganda bill. He said the fox is gay. He doesn't even know what gender the fox is, so how he can speak on his sexuality, I don't know. But he was convinced of this. So he said if they couldn't stop me coming into the country, when I was there, he was going to like make sure I had a really bad time. And so he organized a march of the dogs. He's trying to get everyone with their dog to come protest, like make the dogs bite me or something. So then the metro were like, do you have a statement for Vitaly? I welcome all dogs at the show. I don't mind if they bite me. I've got all my injections. Because that's why I sold the fox, to get a rabies injection. It's all good. Send all the dogs. He didn't like that at all, so he calls the march of the dogs off. A At the airport, when we came out of the doors, there was tons of press, like news crews, cameras, journalists. Nikolai, who was like the guy who'd organized it, was like super excited to see me. Then they said, oh, the press event that we've organized, it's got like a little bit out of hand and it's bigger than we anticipated. So you're going to be doing a lot of interviews tomorrow. So I just thought, okay, so it'd be the same as I've been doing on Skype, but like I've got trousers on. I had no concept. They had no concept of what it was going to happen the next day.
Well, this is not something I usually do.
All the journalists were punching each other and pushing each other out of the way. Five layers of photographers. They were all like crowding in too close and I couldn't stand up. So somebody like picked me up and like took me through the crowd. So I'm sitting down and they start to ask questions. I had a translator. She used to translate for Putin and she was like, I've never done anything like this. This is crazy. Like, I'm so nervous. And I was like, yo, no, I don't understand what's going on. They said there was more journalists than there'd been for Putin, for Madonna. A couple of weeks before I went to Russia, this tiny, tiny Welsh newspaper contacted me and asked to do an interview. And it's the one my grandmother buys. So I was like, yeah, brownie points. But the woman completely misquoted me.
Adele Morse says all Russians are sad and drunk.
At the time, I thought, oh, it doesn't matter. It's only this really tiny newspaper. But then when I was in Russia, the Communist Party had got a hold of this interview and had run with it and was saying that I was really slanderous towards Russia and I hated Russians and I was destroying the youth. But I thought maybe it's just in Russia, maybe it's just in St. Petersburg, you know, I didn't know the breadth of it. But then at the same time, I was getting text messages from people in London saying, you're in the front page of the Times, all the British newspapers. So then everything's spiraling so far out of control. And all these protesters are outside the press conferences, outside of the exhibition. So on the last day, they took us for this really fancy breakfast in like a pretend French restaurant. And they put a contract on the table for me and Mike to stay in Russia with the Fox for another at least 6 months and continue doing all this crazy press stuff. I was in no position to sign a contract. Everything was coming out of my pocket. People thought I was getting paid loads of money because they were charging for everything and all the press, and there was all this merchandise, which was nothing to do with me, you know? So, like, I just really wanted to go home. It was really exhausting. People always knew who I was. Even when I left, when I was leaving at the airport, the guy at check-in was like,
can I ask you a question, Miss Morse?
Yeah.
Will the Fox be flying with you today?
Oh, my God. No.
Well, where is he?
It's been more like 5 years and I still get people saying, oh, you do taxidermy. Have you seen this weird fox? I don't think anyone knows I made the fox. Like, I never get credited for it. It's such like a bittersweet thing. It's quite cool to see something you've made go out into the world and be regurgitated so many times in so many different ways. I made that fox. But it's got a life of its own.
Adele Morse, recounting the tale of the stoned fox. For pictures, head to our website, abc.net.au/rn/radiotonic. Also, Adele asked that we clarify that, as a vegetarian, she sources all of her animals responsibly, and in the years since her first foray with the fox, is now a highly competent taxidermist. Claire Crofton was the producer. This is Radio Tonic. I'm Jesse Cox.